Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Mary from the Bay.
I'm Courtney from LA, and it feels so good to be back.
Hey, we're back, people. I'm rested, recuperated.
She's got a nice tan going. I do not.
And a great hangover.
And Summer Mary has a story, everyone. First, tell us about your Colombian trip. I feel like the people want to know.
Colombia was fantastic. I actually feel really bad that, like, that country has such a, like, negative
connotation.
Yeah. Because it was fantastic. The water is clear. It's warm. You're like in the jungle. Like, it was awesome.
Any muchachos?
No muchachos. Whenever I go on vacation, I'm like a really good girl because I'm so relaxed. Like, I don't even need drinks.
What happened at Andalés?
Well, Mexico's different.
Oh, okay. Mexico's not really vacation. It's just the Southern America.
Right. Like, when I go to, like, farther away places,
I'm usually
pretty more reserved.
Right.
But then as soon as I get back home, I'm not.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us what Summer Mary's been up to this week upon her return to the States?
So, apparently I needed to, since I hadn't got drunk down in Colombia, I needed to as soon as I got back here.
Right.
So my friend texted me, she was in town, and we, like, spontaneously got dinner last night. And she's like, I have a big board meeting tomorrow. Like, I need to be I can't drink too much. I'm like, oh, yeah. No, you're fine. I was like, as long as you're home by 11.
You guys are both enablers.
No, totally. I was like, it's like you just have an 11 o'clock curfew and you're fine. That gives you 8 hours of sleep, blah, blah, blah.
And you
cut
met at
1:30 in the morning. And we met 6:30. But this is how small San Francisco is. Because, so basically, we were at this bar and we run into this guy now, and he's with a friend, and the guy that I know leaves and the friend stays. He's like, you girls are so fun. Like, I'm going to stay out with you. And we're like, okay,
everyone loves Summer Mary. They just don't realize what they're getting into when they hang out with Summer Mary.
Totally. And so we ended up, like, staying out really late. I do remember, like, making him, like, sometimes I do this thing where I want someone to, like, really, like, do serious dancing with me where they, like, swing me and I just make, like, but I, like, get really aggressive about it because I want to, like,
I mean, you
dancer.
Make people dance all the time.
Yeah, no, like, but I'll, like, want them to, like, spin me really good and, like, throw me back and
a dip,
super weird.
A dip, perhaps.
100%.
Yeah.
So I, like, made him do that, and then we end up, we're by bars by his house, so then we, like, go to his house, and then I decide I don't want to be at his house, I want to be at my house,
right,
which is a solid
home turf,
solid 20 minutes away. We come here and make him watch Beyonce Lemonade,
the whole thing,
like,
like from start to finish?
No. Just like a few.
What was his favorite?
I don't know. Who cares? Okay. So then, like, this morning, I'm like, oh, my God. What the hell have I done? Like, I need this person to leave, and I need to, like, start my day. I don't even know what time it is. I don't have my cell phone by me. I literally fake sleeping. Finally leaves. I'm like, phew. And then, literally, at, like, 10:01.
What time did he leave?
Like, I think 9:55.
Okay.
So I get this text from my friend Gretchen. She's like,
at what time?
10:01.
10:01. Okay. I'm just trying to get a timeline going here.
And she's like, heard you had a slumber party with Goodward last night. And I'm like, how the hell do you know this? Like, he left 5 minutes ago. And I was like, what is going on? And I'm like, how do you even know this person? Like, we didn't even talk about you last night. Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, yeah, my friend Steve just told me. I'm like, what did this guy do? Get in the Uber and say, like, I hooked up with Mary Mahoney last night and we didn't even hook up.
Who's Steve?
No, literally, I have no idea who this Steve person is. And he's like, yeah, he's Steve's BFF. He lives with my sister. And I'm like, I don't even know who Steve is. Why is this person texting? Like, how do you know about this? It's 10:01. He left at 9:55.
Well, at 9:44 a.m., I got a G-chat from our friend alerting me of all of this because her coworker is the fiance of the original friend you went to the bar with. And no, he was texting from your house.
Literally, like, everyone knew about this by 10 a.m.
I knew at 9:44 a.m.
I had a slumber party.
Yes. And I was like, that's Summer Mary. She's wild.
So unfair.
That's why you got to San Francisco. It's too small of a town.
This city is way too small for me.
Yeah, at least when you come to LA, like, you'll never have to see people ever again.
I did kind of feel like I was a Gossip Girl this morning, and like I was Serena.
Yeah, and like everybody was just like, who did that redhead have a slumber party with? I'll never tell. Just kidding. I'm going to tell everyone.
Like, literally everyone.
Wait, really? You are Serena, because wasn't Gossip Girl Dan? And that guy is Dan. Oh my God, this guy is.
And now I feel like I'm gonna like run into him like all the time now.
You should
like
just
I know
text
him in three different circles. I'm just like, oh, gosh.
Or other people are gonna run into him and be like, oh yeah, I know her.
I heard about Mary Mahoney.
I think Steve, who's, you know, the one that he knows, I think Steve knows Summer Mary.
Somebody does.
Everyone knows Summer Mary. It's like, you know how they have Amber alerts? They have Summer Mary alerts when you're in the area. Wait, speaking of another Mahoney sister.
Yes, so you guys, my sister's staying at the same hotel as Vanderpump Rules. They're filming as we speak. She just went up to Stassi and was like, I'm on your side. And Stassi was like, what the fuck? Who are you? Like, what are you talking about? And she's just like, I'm on your side. She's trying to get us footage. She says they're filming right now, and Lala and James just got in a fight with Stassi.
With Stassi?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you
I don't
said
know.
That
my
happened
sister,
with Brittany.
No, I think my sister's been also having a few tequilas, so
she's pulling a Sonia.
yeah, exactly.
I think so. I don't like. What do you think about them all being friends? It's like I don't need them to all be friends. They're better when they feud.
Well, I think they're feuding tonight, so
yeah. But that's like probably like drunk feuding, and like when you feud with Lala and James, it's not like the same. Like they're so minor.
Yeah,
James is like, hey, mate, I just want to be on the trip.
Pomtini!
He's like, margarita!
Tequila!
Like, and then Sheena's like, oh, you guys, I'm divorced as fuck. Oh, today she posted a Snapchat in that shirt, and I'm like, you know what? Team Shay.
Yeah, she's the worst.
She's the worst. Ariana's like, oh, I haven't posted it. Now listen, Ariana looks great with that bob cut, and she's got a bomb body, and she's very pretty, but her stank attitude.
Yeah, she's well. Okay, I was also like, so my sister's on a huge bachelorette party, and I was like Jax for sure wants to party with them, I'm sure, but
for
there's
sure.
Like no single people in that group anymore.
No,
because I'm like,
none.
There's like a lot of girls, so I'm like, oh, how can you guys party with them? Like they're all coupled. I'm like, they need some single people.
I think they all cheat still.
True. Well, I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, keep us updated. Check our Insta story.
Cool.
We'll put all the updates there. Speaking of Jax, we got a release date finally for the Kentucky show.
Yes, August 23rd.
Are you going to watch it?
100%.
I mean, I'll watch it too.
The finale will be them being engaged.
Ugh, she can do so much better.
She looks sweet together.
She looks great.
He's lost 20 pounds.
Well, and his hairline.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you talk to me about Sonia and Tipsy Girl? What's going on with this?
So I saw this week that she was selling the Tipsy Girl wine and, like, you could buy it online. I'm like,
Do we need to buy it?
Probably.
It's probably – oh, I do. I mean, I remember seeing a photo. I just thought she was calling herself a Tipsy Girl. I didn't realize she's actually drinking wine.
No, I think she's legit.
Because she's, like, back on the sauce, as we found out this week.
Oh, after 10 months. Yeah, after, right.
Yeah, 10 months of not drinking. Let's get to New York later. Let's talk about – guys, Team Dodd.
I can't even with that statement.
Love me some Kelly Dodd. First off, she's one of the most gorgeous housewives.
Really?
Yes, I think she's beautiful. And I really don't think she's had that much work done.
I mean, her lips are huge and her boobs.
Well, the boobs are for sure. I mean, I don't think she's had that much work done in comparison to, like, some of these. Like, Tamra.
Yeah, but at least Tamra admits to it.
Whatever. Tamra's boring. Her and God need to go hang out. I'm over her. Also, I also saw that Tamra is doing a vow renewal with Eddie, so they should be probably getting divorced in, like, 2 years.
Yeah. No, I saw that too. And then they're like, come with us to Aruba. I'm like, what?
And I'm like,
fighting strangers.
I'm like, vow renewal and Natalie Holloway. I'm good.
Yeah,
Aruba's not the place for me.
It's bizarre.
Okay, so how do you feel about this feng shui stuff?
You know what? If it works, it works.
But, like, do you have a toilet in your relationship area?
Clearly, because
Summer Mary does.
Yeah, like, I don't think that's exactly what I'm looking for either. But
and how do you feel? Is your stove a guy or a girl?
It's definitely female. I'm with her in here.
What about your dishwasher?
That's the man.
Oh, man. I don't even have a dishwasher, so I'm just...
My dishwasher is so weird. You literally have to pull it out from the wall, and you attach it to the sink. Like, that's how it gets the water. Yeah, it's ghetto.
Wow. So that's your dishwasher is a homeless woman. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Trying to find a water source forever. Okay. So, I don't understand. I feel like Shannon is trying to find answers from anything but her actual self of, like, hey, go work out and lose some weight and, like, treat yourself better.
Well, I think that her house, it must be, like, toxic, and that's why she's gained the weight.
There's no hospital grade air.
I was also thinking, so she gained 40 pounds, essentially, in 8 months. That's an average of 5 pounds a month.
You guys, Mary knows math.
No, but, like, think about that. Like,
it's a lot.
It's such a significant amount of weight.
Her body, what was it, 40% is fat? Like, that is extreme. And she's, like, what, 5'2", maybe 5'3"?
5'6".
5'6"?
She's 5'6".
What?
It said it on there, 5'6 and a half.
What?
Yeah.
That's, like, my height. No, yeah, I'm 5'7".
No. I also think, like, her... It's clearly, like, all in her stomach.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just, like, it's real. Like, it's just, like, she, like, has fat in her body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
There's no muscle. There's no...
No, it's 40% of her body.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her, but, like, it's, like, you know how you could lose 200 pounds? Get divorced.
I know.
Drop David. Beady door.
He looks good.
He looks good. He's been working out.
Wait, what about when the trainer asked, like, so, like, basically, like, how's your sex life with David? And she, like, answered the question, like, well, he works out a lot. I'm like, no, that wasn't the question he asked.
Maybe that's what she means.
How are things with David? No, they're clearly not sleeping together. That's, like, the first calories having sex.
That's because he has a mistress again.
I know. But then I also read an article that he has, like, they've gotten called to the house for... Domestic stuff.
Again?
Like years ago. This is from
years
ago. Yeah,
that's the whole thing. Remember, that's why she gained all that weight, because Vicky made those allegations. And it's like, Shannon.
But they're not allegations.
They're not allegations. There's like a police report.
Right.
Shannon is just too much. And she's like, okay, so at Tamara's unicorn party at the beer garden for a two-year-old, it's like.
I had a cake at my first birthday.
That doesn't surprise me, but was it at, but that's like, but was yours like a backyard party? Can you remember?
It was in the house that I am living in and sitting in right
okay,
now.
Okay, great. That's where you have your taco parties. That's great. Yeah. She rented a beer garden.
I know. I loved it.
What? I mean, I think the theme is cute, but I don't think that they had to do it there. Sarah's for sure got some work done. What's with the overalls and the gold lamé shirt? Like,
that was a really weird outfit. But then it's also interesting. So, like, Megan Edmonds is the same age as Sarah and, like, the same age as Brianna.
She is? Oh, my God. She is, right?
Yeah. So, like,
she
that's,
just
like,
seems
funny
so much
to think
older.
About. Yeah, like, that she's just, like, a young mom like them.
But speaking of, though, I kind of like Daddy Jim Edmonds.
He was kind of turning me on.
I was like, I get it. I'm into it.
Yeah, no, he's like, I was surprising how, like,
sexy he
was. And loving he
oh,
is to the baby.
That's what I meant too.
Yeah,
and I then think he's pretty hot. Let's rank the OC house husbands.
Wait, and I have a really brilliant idea.
Yes.
That Megan should start a new franchise in St. Louis.
Yes, I'm so into that.
They could have.
Andy Cohen's like mom can guest star in it every
yes!
so often.
Yes.
That is a great idea. I don't really. I'm sure they're saying like the Cardinals' wives.
Totally.
Yes, it could be like a Wags in St. Louis, but on Bravo, so it'll be classier.
I am so excited.
Hey, Andy, when you listen to this episode.
That's a really good idea.
That's a really good idea. I love that. But no, okay, let's rank the house husbands. So you've got Deco. Nico?
Oh, I kind of liked him. So we met him.
Yeah, so we met Peggy's husband. You've got Deco. You've got David Beattie Bador. Mm-hmm. You've got hottie daddy Jim Edmonds. And mm-hmm. then you've got
Eddie.
And then what's the other one?
Lodge for Anaheim.
Oh, no,
that's,
Lodge.
That's
and then
his handle.
There's one more. Oh, and Michael. Kelly's Michael. Is he hot? Oh, is he not?
I think he kind of got hot, like, with the facial hair.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There's been an old picture of him with hair. He can get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a lot. So who are we putting at the bottom? David.
David, then Peggy's husband.
Then Deco, right? Deco is sweet, but, like, let's just go based on looks.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, Steve Lodge is down there.
No, I think he's kind of cute, too. I think I'm just, like, really into older men right now.
Clearly. Okay, fine. But Steve Lodge goes there, then.
Yeah.
I think I'm putting Daddy Jim at top.
Oh!
Wait! And Doug. Doug is hot, too. Doug's a little gay.
Doug's gay.
But Doug can get it, too. Oh, my God. But I'm having
He's
some
a noble
problem.
Man.
He is a noble man. That is a man that he walks by. I'm like, noble! Noble.
But, like, Eddie would throw you around.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just, maybe we just keep, we just knock David off. He's gone. I'm going to put Steve, Deco, and David all just kind of, like, at the bottom.
The bottom. Totally.
In the middle, I'll put, like, Doug and, like, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember who's the other one.
Then you have Daddy Jim at the top.
Daddy Jim at
and,
the top.
Eddie.
Are we missing one? Mm-mm. Okay.
That was
really hard to remember all those guys. There's so many of them. I'm into that, though. I think that's good. That's
a
good list.
What's the deal with Vicky in this move? Why are they making that such a big storyline?
Because she's saying that people weren't trustworthy. Also, what does Vicky have now? She doesn't have a fake cancer line. She doesn't really have, like, all she's trying to do is get allies. So yeah. She's, like, trying to be like, look, I have a business and it's growing. Her office manager needs her own reality show. She's like, I've got the best office.
Yeah, the feng shui. Feng shui is a crock of shit.
Oh, yeah, that was, and then, did you see? So, like, Vicky says, and then Shannon, like, immediately goes to social media, and she's like, Vicky gave her a glowing review. saying right. that her business was up. And I'm like, Shannon, go work on your marriage. Go die in a grave and let David talk over it again like you did in your marriage counseling in season oh my two God. Of yours. Remember?
Jesus.
He's like, rest in peace, Shannon. He's like, what time is my mistress coming over? Okay.
The worst is when they do the flashbacks because you just see how
her skinny
much weight
too?
She's gained.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. You just are like, holy crap. And Shannon, you have definitely bought some new clothes because if you've gained 40 pounds, you would not fit into your old clothes.
No, not at all. But listen, sometimes when you gain weight, you're wearing a lot of yoga pants and a lot of oversized shirts like Shannon is.
And like rockstar jeans from Old Navy.
First off, I love those jeans. How dare you?
No, I'm telling you, I have to go in and buy them all the time because my size fluctuates so much.
Oh my God, wait, I didn't tell you a story about what happened to me last week.
Oh, tell me.
Okay, so on Thursday, I had a second date with this guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like into him.
You really told me about him.
Yes, but did I tell you what happened to me?
No.
Okay. So about it, like, so I hadn't like done my hair and I was like, I probably like should have like given some effort today, but of course I didn't. So I like fishtailed my hair and I sent a picture to my friend. I was like jokingly like, haha, ignore the hives because I had like a blotchiness on me. And so she's like, but like, are those hives? And I'm like, no, I don't know. And then I started like realizing I'm itching my entire body. I had a full allergic reaction all over my body because I had washed clothes when I was in Park City visiting my family and used a different detergent. And I was wearing a shirt and jeans that I had washed out there.
Oh my
gosh. So I had a full head to toe body reaction and I had to go out with this guy that night and I was leaving work to go out with him. Like there was no time to go home. So at lunch I had to go to the mall and I had to buy a completely new outfit.
Oh,
you bet your
gosh.
Ass I bought is... rockstar jeans.
$34.
I was so, I like,
that's
but
stressful.
I had to tell him too, because what do I say? I can't, like, I had blotches when I came up, met up with him.
Did you like take Benadryl?
Yeah, I had a Zyrtec. And then I had a couple of glasses of wine.
Nice.
So he hasn't
Could
called.
You drive home?
He hasn't called.
Didn't he ghost you?
He ghosted me so hard.
He's a jerk.
He ghosted me so hard. You guys, are the worst.
I can't take it anymore.
I mean, it's like, what do? I'm a cool girl. I drink rosé in my robe.
Yeah.
Maybe I, mean, I have. What's not to love? Like. I wear rockstar jeans because I'm a little chubs, but I'm funny. But I'm funny.
Literally, this is me going into Old Navy. I'm like, all right, what size rockstar jeans am I getting today?
I just bring a couple. I'm like, oh, well,
can
size
I get the
8s
or are we going the 12s?
Yeah, I'm like, no, I like when I'm like, well, so there could be like different sizes in each size. So I have to just try a couple on to see which fits best. I'm like, get the smallest one. God damn it, get your thigh in there. And I'm like, are these supposed to look like jeggings? They're like, no. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go size up.
I don't like it at Old Navy because they, like, they'll never check in on you. It's like, dude, I'm always between the sizes. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be a medium or large for this one. Yeah, like, so I just started bringing in two of every size.
That's smart, Mary. That's smart. That was smart. But yeah, so that was my rockstar jeans story. So I was very Shannon Bador there.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. As we digress.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so let's talk Peggy.
Okay, so I think it's really interesting that she has no connection to the group.
No. Also, I'm like,
that
if
like
you
doesn't
got...
happen anymore though.
Yeah, but
usually
if you got a double
make a friend.
If you got a double mastectomy, like maybe you wait a season.
I know.
Like, I'm not trying to be rude. Like, that's very great. You're doing preventative. Like, it's very Angie Jolie of you. Like, mm-hmm. way to go, taking steps. But like, just maybe recover and like maybe it's not your time because you're also boring as fuck.
Well, I feel like this is going to be a one and done. And yes. I also think she needs to deep condition her hair.
Yes.
She had like the fry. It was like fried.
Mm-hmm.
I can't decide if she's pretty.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't. She's just there. She's like the friend that like somebody runs into and they're like, whoa, sorry, didn't see you there.
Right. No. You know, well, I also thought it was like really funny how her husband like gave her all these diamonds at their luncheon or
that
whatever.
That is so first season husband.
It was so first season husband. And like, it was like the real, like the old OC where they used to put the price tags on everything.
Yes.
And I loved that like old feeling. And it's just like,
did it bring, it brought you back?
It brought me back because the show is like so evolved around the drama, but it used to be really just like the life behind the gates and these women's rich lives.
Remember the OC Angels?
Totally.
The OC Angels. Or like, I was like, maybe I want to be an OC Angel. I could give out energy drinks at the Huntington Beach Pier.
Totally. No, or like, remember when Simon got Tamara that Rolex and they like put $7,000 on the screen
on
or
her
whatever
40th birthday party? Yes. Yeah, on the yacht. Boat. Yeah.
Yes. Those were the good days.
Those were the good days. But yeah, I like liked it. And then he was also like, you know, it was like the first scene. So he's like, she's like, I'm just having my family over for lunch. He's like, I've got you king crab legs. I've got you lobster. He goes, this smells bad. I love it. And I'm like, I was like, I'm not going to go there because you just wrote your own joke.
Right, right.
Okay, also, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Are all of their cars painted Cruella de Vil?
No, what's the deal with that?
It's
they
like,
can't
I
decide
don't
if
get
they
it.
Want black or white, so yeah. They get both.
They're like, do-do-do, do-do-do. It don't matter if you're black or white.
I couldn't tell what song you were trying to sing there.
What? I hit every single note.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm like a Kim Zolciak over here.
Wait, also, does Brianna get paid?
She has. So I heard that if you have a talking head, you get paid. But you better believe Vicky is working to get her. I think she will be the second generation first housewife.
I would like to say, I think she could, like, hold an orange.
But she'd have to be, like, a back orange. But her husband is the worst, and her kids are nice looking.
Unfortunate
souls. Mm-hmm. They look just like Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Well, and her weight just goes up more and more every
season.
But
she has,
I think,
a legit thyroid problem.
Right. I think I prayed for that, but no luck here.
for you. I thought, like, you prayed for Brianna.
No, I paid. I tried to get my thyroid removed that it doesn't need to be.
Right.
They wouldn't do it.
Right.
No, but I think her and Shannon need to work out together at Cut Fitness.
Well, okay, so Tamara did address this, and she said Cut Fitness is 40 minutes away. And I'm like, no, here's the thing. Shannon doesn't want to work out. Shannon doesn't really want to do it. She kind of just, like, hopes it falls off. It's like, hey, Shannon, go get some Adderall then.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, she used to do drugs or something, and now she's, like, off them. The weight gain just...
Like, there's a lot of... It's not just really... food. It's not just food and alcohol.
It would be really, as a girl that yo-yos, 40 pounds is a lot of weight to put on in 8 months. Like, I can't even imagine that.
I mean, I don't get it. Vicky Gunvalson is 40 pounds. Something's not right. I agree.
There's more to this story. Maybe she really did wish she was on Adderall and then she stopped.
I mean, it could be.
Or something.
But, like, what I think she's off of some sort of med because her sensitivity level is nuts. Like, Lydia's talking to her. Lydia says, Vicky's like, I'm not Vicky Gunvalson!
I know.
You're like, and she's like, I'm done! I'm fucking done! And
no,
her limo.
She's in a really bad place.
She's in a real bad place. Like, also, if she's so green and everything, why is she driving in a limo?
Well, I don't know why they're taking cars to a 2-year-old's birthday party.
Right, like maybe just don't drink. And she's like, I want a nacho!
Well, she's pretty funny about all the food. She'll be like, I just want a filet mignon.
She's like, how about lamb? Lamb, tenderloin. She's like, a filet, if you cut it in half, I'll just have half of it. Could you serve me half of it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, Shannon.
Yeah, then I love the line, like, your mom, talk to your mom. She said I was a bright light, so maybe you should talk to her.
She's like, well, she also said you have a lost soul.
I know. I am totally team Shannon because, you know, I love a girl with weight struggles and that type of thing. But, you know, her sociopath husband doesn't help either.
Well, it's like he's just like another quinoa bowl, another fat wife. It's like, where are the chips and salsa? Oh, we got rid of them because she can't eat them. She's like, David, look at the piece of bread. I only ate the bread. Wait, was this have we talked about the prom or whatever that thing is? Was that last week too?
Yes. And her daughter looks like a transvestite. I was like, this is way too much makeup. I'm like, the smoky eye has gone wrong.
Oh, he's like, smoky eye updo and stad. Like, remember Sony Morgan? Like, that was not a smoky eye. That was bad.
That was very bad.
I'm also just curious about their finances. Like, I don't get it.
Because they're renting that house.
They're renting the house, but it's like, do you think that they're renting because David's going to divorce her? And so if they're renting, he doesn't have to give her half of that.
Interesting.
David doesn't want to be married to her. I feel like that's clear.
Right.
She's like, I don't believe in divorce.
Well, she lost 8 pounds.
Well, and then the daughter's like only 25 to go.
I know.
I think her daughters hate her too.
I hate Portia.
And when she's like, is there room for me in the limo? Like, no. Okay, let's get off of Shannon for a second because we're going to come back to her when we talk about this week's episode. So this week, Megan clearly was like an add-on, right? Remember, she wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
So she's doing that thing where they're filming scenes without her and with the people because she came in so late.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's basically her and Daddy Jim.
She hasn't filmed with any of the women yet.
None. And she's Baby Aspen. She's like, Baby Aspen can see ghosts.
I know. That was
I was like...
Had me believing it a little bit.
No, so in theory, I think this is true. I think I told you this story about my sister, where when my sister was born, like at like 2 years old, she was saying like, oh yeah, I talk to Jitty all the time. Jitty was my stepmom's dad that had passed away like right before Rachel was born.
Oh, crazy.
And like she didn't know who Jitty was.
Right.
That's what he called
her. Oh my gosh, I literally have chills.
Yeah, so I think it's like real, but her like delivery of it is just like, you're dumb.
Right.
Wait, and
no,
you,
I believe in that.
Wait, and you know, Girly Girl is Carol's baby's sister. You know, Carol's baby, the dog, on New York.
Oh yeah,
Girly Girl.
Seriously?
Yeah, because Carol shares baby with R.J. King, who is Megan King Edmund's brother. He lives in Carol's building.
Wait, that's just mind blowing.
Yes,
that is so weird.
Yeah, so Girly Girl and baby, which my favorite is like just Jim Edmonds being like, Girly Girl, you know, every time he's like, God damn it, what the fuck?
He's like, tie the dog to the car and we'll drag it.
Yeah, it's like, tie it to the bumper. And I was like, yeah, daddy.
I was like, God bless Jim Edmonds. He's Jim like, Edmonds, what's for dinner?
She's like, I'm very nervous to see the girls. He's like, so McDonald's or Burger King? He's just like not down with it. Okay, so yeah, so we then, you know, we see Fat Shannon in the gym, just like wow.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Trainer?
I was like, never hire this guy as a trainer ever.
That was awful. He was like fat shaming her to her face.
But then I was thinking, was he fat shaming? Because he's taken a lot of photos, and I was like, is he going home to use at a spank bank? Is he into like big women? Mm-hmm.
No,
not at all. No. Maybe. He's like, wow. She's like, I know. And then she took her shirt off and I was like, wow. I was like, oh, I get it.
Oh, it was horrible. Oh, it was horrible.
Okay. So with the real whole, like the star part of the show was the quiet woman. That was like the unsung hero of all Monday's episode.
So I didn't realize it was the restaurant's name until like way after the fact. And I thought they were calling Peggy the quiet woman.
I mean,
and I was like,
very apropos.
I was like, why do they keep on calling her the quiet woman? I was like, this is so
just
weird.
Call her Peggy.
Yeah. Okay. So then I like finally figured it out. And fun fact.
Yeah.
The first date Shannon and David went on to was at the quiet woman 20 years ago.
Is there only one restaurant?
And they announced their engagement at that restaurant. So it's a big deal, that restaurant.
So
for,
now this has like this is like tainted in her mind.
100%. And I loved how she's like, well, this is like my last hurrah dinner. It's like, you've had too many last hurrah
dinners. I'm
like,
Shannon, you know,
today.
Shannon, you know how many times I say that when I'm going through the McDonald's drive through? And I'm like, this is my last one. Tomorrow will be different. Diet starts Monday.
Diet starts Monday every single day of my life.
Yeah, every day. I'm like, well, okay, this is your like last meal. What do you want? And I'm like, well, I am going out tonight. I'll probably drink. So I'll probably have a pizza tomorrow as a hangover meal.
I know. Did like, I order Chinese food at 4 o'clock today? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
But like tomorrow's going to be different.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Just water and X-lax till prom. Sorry, that's my favorite line from Never Been Kissed. I love that one. Okay, so first off, Lydia's a shitster.
Well, okay, I think they brought her on to be like kind of like this bright light in this rainbow and fairy tales.
Get thing. Off my rainbow. Woo!
But I think they did bring her on because they need someone that's that not going to get
both.
Involved in.
They need to connect yeah, both can... the sides.
That and just like kind of make it not as dark because right. the last few seasons have been pretty dark.
Right. Do you think Heather Dubrow watches this and she's like, this is what you guys replaced me with? She's I like, you could have seen my porte-cochet.
I didn't like Heather, but I'm no. actually missing her because
I wish I saw her house.
I want to see the house, but she's like has a more powerful force with these women, and like Lydia's not able to carry that.
Right.
Like,
I
they
think
don't
like
respect
Heather,
her opinion.
Yeah. I think Heather and Peggy would have gotten along.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
Yeah, I think maybe they were doing that. Peggy was going to be in there to connect, like, Heather and everything. So maybe mm-hmm. that's what it was. But okay, so Lydia's a little shitster, though, because while they're in another black and white Ferrari that Peggy's right. driving, she, like, FaceTimes Kelly Dodd. She's like, Kelly's like, I'm on a boat!
I know.
Kelly's well, like, all of us on a Saturday.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have five different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out, because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Day drinking. Like, yeah!
No. Okay. I don't think Kelly Dodd, like, as she started out that day, I don't think she was going to the Quiet Woman.
Oh, no,
like,
that was not her intention at all until Kelly God came out.
Until she had too many vodka sodas, and she's like, you know what? Let's go to the Quiet Woman. The girls are going to be there.
No, she's going to go, like, watch me shut this bitch off in 30 seconds.
And, like, seriously, like, she shows up so wasted. She's with the camera crew.
Oh, no. They were like, okay, Lydia, so Kelly's not coming? They're like, no. So Kelly walks in, and the producer is probably like, get over here. Let's mic you up. Your perfect timing. Shannon is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or producers were outside of the Quiet Woman when she approached them.
I mean, that was pretty gold. And then it was Shannon so like, good. Literally just has like word vomit and like starts telling her all about
Kelly, I gained 40 pounds and weigh 172. I'm fat. I know. Shannon is the Kathy cartoon.
No, it's so bizarre how she's like, I mean, yeah, have I been like, yeah, I've gained some weight, but like, you don't tell
That's people. Not the first thing I say, my enemy. She's I've like, never Kelly's told- like, you, wait, Kelly goes, no, you look great. She gets in her talking head. She's like, yeah, she looks like a completely different person.
I know.
Wait, and so then, you know, Shannon lets Kelly go pee before her, and Kelly comes out buttoning her pants, just showing off her flat stomach to Shannon, know. And I was like, Kelly God in the house, Kelly God in the house.
That was, I was like, why didn't she button her pants in the bathroom? And you're so right. She's like showing off her abs.
Yeah. And then Shannon's like, they start like fighting and Kelly's like, this place is my jam. I'm with my out of town friends. This is our jam. Yeah. Why wouldn't I
live across the street?
She's like, this is the Q Dub. And Shannon's like, I'm fat. Get out.
get out of here. And then Lydia starts praying. I'm like, oh, shit.
Like, what are they, over the toilet? She's like, dear God, let's let Shannon be okay. She's like, I'm fat, God, I'm fat.
No. And then they go back to the...
Wait, no, the best part is Kelly goes to the table before Shannon gets there. And she's got, like, she a snifter. Like, she's just straight drinking whiskey. You know, she goes to her friend, she goes, be back in 20. She's like, I'm going to fuck some shit up.
No, like, literally.
And she's like, hey, Tamara, what's up? And Tamara's like, oh, no. Tamara was very calm.
I also think that...
Tamara said, what would God do? And he's like, he would sweet talk her. And I was like, is that what happened to God? Is there, that's, or Jesus? Is that what happened to Jesus? He just sweet talked his way through. I don't think it worked out that well for him.
I don't either, but...
Yeah. And then Shannon's and then, like...
Okay. What was the hormone comment, though? Kelly's like, maybe she needs some hormones.
She's like, what was that comment?
Between the lines! Fuck you! And then Kelly's like, well, stop eating!
She's no, like, she tells her to keep eating! And throws the plate, and she's like looking around like she's just shaking. She's like, ack! Like, I just feel like Shannon came unhinged. And like,
100%.
And Shannon's like, I gotta go. And Kelly's just in the hallway laughing like a maniac.
No, like, she was evil laughing in that hallway. And like, Shannon's
going
out of back.
She was a Disney villain. I loved it. Like, Shannon's going through the kitchen. They're like, Shannon, you can't go through the kitchen. She's like, I'm fat!
She's like, can I get the mashed potatoes to go?
She's like, all right, what are you guys doing with this bacon grease? I'm just going to rub it on my face. Okay, but the best part
yes.
is Lydia's like, I'm so embarrassed, Peggy. And yes. I'm like, I don't even care what you're talking about, because in the background, up against a glass door, comes a blowfish.
Like, what was she doing? Like, why did she think that was a good idea? That's like, literally 2-year-olds do that against glass.
Like, Kelly Dodd is just like going like against the wall, and I'm, or against the glass, and I'm like, she's God. Kelly God has arrived.
People just didn't appreciate that as much as it should have been appreciated.
Oh no, people appreciate, believe, the fans appreciated it. Like, that was perfection.
Yeah, that was
like, I'm
awesome.
Nervous about the rest of the season because I don't know if they can go up from that.
No, that was a pretty epic fight.
That was so good. And Shannon's just like, I'm so fat!
You know why it was so good? Because it wasn't set up.
Right. That's the best part. It was organic.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I need more of that.
Speaking of organic, should we move on to the agave plants of New York?
Mexico.
Okay, you guys. It's like the gods keep on giving. This week was okay, but last week.
Luann. MVP.
Luann was the, like, by far, this has made me love her. Like, it's like, remember when she was just a friend of? It's like, thank God you guys brought her back.
She solidified the apple for next season.
Oh, she was a on star. Fire.
No, but the best part is like, oh my God, I can't remember the last time that I was that drunk that you're literally falling down. I do remember this one
Well,
story.
You probably wouldn't remember it, to be honest.
I know. I will never forget this one time. I was in Las Vegas. It was my friend's 21st birthday. We drank all day at the pool. Mm-hmm. And her parents were taking us out to this nice dinner at night.
Oh, no.
And I was showering, and I literally fell out of the shower. Like, I was in the shower, and I fell out, and I was on the ground on the marble floor naked. And I was like, I don't think I can go to the dinner. And I didn't go to the dinner. Once I fell out of the shower, I knew it was bad.
I have two stories.
Okay. Go ahead.
One is college. Mm-hmm. And that you might have been in that party. We were going to a formal, and we were all taking Phi Caps. And so we started drinking at Phi Cap. And I somehow made it home. And I woke up when everybody was coming home from the formal.
Oh, no. You never went to the formal?
No, I only made it to 4 out of 8. And so, not all my fault. And I woke up with, like, a goose egg on my knee.
Oh.
And text messages on my phone being like, are you okay?
And I'm like, what happened?
Oh, I just fell. I fell, like, 12 times on the walk from Phi Cap back to DG.
Which is literally, you guys, 2 blocks.
If that.
Yeah.
If that. My second one was New Year's Eve. We were at the bar across the street from where I currently live, the parlor. Mm-hmm. And it was a New Year's Eve party there. And my friend was pissed at me because this guy kissed me. And she did not like that because she had had a thing with him like 15 years ago, which whatever, besides the point, it doesn't matter at this point. And she was so mad that we were walking back to my house and I was like tipsy-turvy and she just kind of checked me and I fell into a bush.
And so you were Luann.
I was straight Luann. I was in a bush and she wouldn't pick me up and I couldn't get up. And there were Hasidic Jews walking by. I live in a very Hasidic Jew area. And my friend just looks and said, "What? Just keep walking." And then she helped me out of the bush. And the next day I was like, "Why are there all these scratches over me?" She did not tell me for a year and a half she pushed me in a bush. A year and a half later she told me.
That's a hard secret to live through.
A year and a half because we were walking by the same area. She's like, "I have a confession." I was like, asked you like so many times how I got all these scratches. Right. Like I thought I had tripped, but no, she had pushed me into the bush. And I was so like, good. Little did I know how much Luann and I would relate, especially right. because I'm engaged. No, I'm not. I got ghosted. Remember?
Okay. Mary, fuck, kill. Mm-hmm. Tinsley, Carol, Sonia. Tinsley, Carol,
Luann,
and Lou.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree. I'm gonna marry Carol. I'm gonna fuck Lou, and I'm gonna kill Tinsley. She's not sexual.
I know. I thought that was so funny that they're like, she's not a sexual person. Meanwhile, she's like grabbing everyone's face and making out with them, and she's still dating that guy in real time.
She had a 5-day date with him.
That
blows your 24-hour date out of the water.
It sure does.
But yeah, they're still dating. My friend
literally had to drop off makeup for me so I could like touch up in the bathroom.
Oh my. What? That was not included in the first part of your story the first time you told us.
Yeah. Stephanie Ayala, thank you.
Oh, what a queen.
Brought me eyeliner.
Oh my god. I love it. I love it. Okay, and then Sonia got a dick pic.
Wrong number.
Like, and I was going to show you this dick pic, but the guy's, it's a wrong number. I'm like, oh, but if it was the right number, you were going to show us. Like,
and Bethany was like, this is gorgeous.
Oh, I didn't hear her say that.
No, yeah. She's like, what a nice dick. This is gorgeous.
She also said, like, I'd blow Simon Van Campen for a Slurpee right now. And I was okay, like,
wait, when you posted that Slurpee, because I didn't watch it, I was like, what is this? I was like, whatever. Now it makes so much more sense.
You get it now?
Yeah, I get it now.
Yeah, so she said that. And I was like, poor Bethany, though. I felt bad for her. She's like, got the straight up flu. Ramona
I
is.
Didn't, a- I, okay, there's two types of people. There's like, when I'm sick, I like try to pretend that I'm not sick.
Right. Like, I don't like, I don't tell people. Like, but-
remember, yeah. We had to because I was so bad because I was so sick that day. We had to redo it because I wasn't funny at all.
Yeah.
Like, I will try to pretend like I'm not sick. But then there's, like, those people that they're like, I'm sick. I'm like, you're fine. You have, like, a minor cough. I if you're not on your deathbed, I don't care. And Bethany was not on her deathbed. She was fine.
Okay. But she did puke in a trash can while Ramona shit her pants.
Okay, fair.
Okay, so then we spent like 20 minutes picking rooms.
I'm so over that whole storyline. Like,
I agree. It's not
funny. It's just like annoying to watch.
Like when they said where were they in Vermont or something, like, well, now it's just like kind of a shtick. It's like nobody finds that funny.
No.
Like, just
I'm not living in the attic.
Yeah, I was like, hey, pizza pie, can you chill the fuck out?
Right.
Like, right. Who cares where you stay? And I'm like, why would you want to stay in the room with two twin beds?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, I get you guys want to stay in the room.
To be like, secretly hook up or
yes,
something weird.
Yes, I asked you that before and you said no. You don't think I, so. Like, got you thought they just spoon. They were very les vibe. This weekend. Or this episode. When they were down by the pool caressing each other. Like, the ebbs and flows of friendship are like us. I love you. I love you. And Sonia just was like, I'm trying to take her seriously, but her face looks like a pizza pie with the cheese falling off.
And she's like not even drinking. She's like, oh my God, I have to listen to this woman.
Don't tell me she's not drinking.
I don't think, well, she's off the wagon now.
She was drinking. Also, Dorinda kept talking about the balloon game.
I know. That was dumb. Wait, but I like loved the like unpacking scene. She's like, well, I make friends with staff and then
I tip like, them well. I tip them well
and then they can like unpack for me and like give me my Earl Grey and then the Pinot Gris cold. She is like the worst to wait staff, I can only imagine.
I also do not want people unpacking my stuff.
No, I think that's why I don't even unpack.
Like, they were doing that on Below Deck this week, too. And I was like, I don't, what? Like, don't touch my stuff. Like, no. I can hang my stuff up. I can do it. I don't like that. I don't need people touching my underwear or, like, no. I just don't like it. But, yeah, and then, like, they just were, like, so ridiculous. And I feel like they were like, oh, we're up in the attic now. Like, we're upstairs and, like, our knees.
Yeah, no, and they're like, well, we don't want to go up the stairs because my mom with her hip, we're too old now, like,
which blah, is blah, like blah. But wasn't like two episodes Ramona was like, Bethany acts like we're not 40-year-old women. Like, you're not 40-year-old women. Okay, right. So then they have 60. then they have the dinner, and Bethany shows up 90 minutes late, and she's the first person there.
She's always the first person too.
And now, do you think that there was a theme that we weren't told about? Because
was the theme like mosquito netting? What was Carol wearing? That was like mosquito netting. It was so bizarre.
I could not figure it out. And what was so weird is it wasn't, whatever bra she was wearing wasn't flattering because it was giving her back fat, and Carol has 0% back fat or 0% fat in general.
Also, but then she was wearing like Lululemons too. It was super weird.
Did you also notice this week when they were at dinner and the camera panned on Carol and while she was spitting out her food in her napkin?
Yes.
Oh my God. She like basically tastes the food. I was like, wait, is there a ramekin in your calzone?
Yeah.
That was like Jules. Yeah. Jules did it. Yeah. Yeah. And she was giving Jules a hard time. Like, Carol, you don't eat.
And Sonia and Ramona were like, well, yeah, you don't eat. We need to eat. That's why we need to be by the kitchen.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, the shade. Carol was also very weird when they were, so Tinsley and them had the page six fight, which who do you think gave the story? I'm going Sonia.
Yeah.
But she's letting Ramona take it.
It's just like the most bizarre. They're both probably in on it.
I don't think Ramona really is like that much. I feel like Sonia's probably like, they're like, Sonia, is Tinsley a good house guy? She's like, she's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't give me a gift.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the gift? Why do you need a gift every day?
No, it's awful. I mean, she, like, leaves for 5 days at a time to go on dates.
Yeah, and then Lou's like, girlfriend doesn't have your back. Dorinda was so drunk, she didn't even make it to dinner.
No, okay, so when Ramona's, like, talking to Luann, who's, like, so wasted, and then she falls, and, like, literally Ramona's so cash about it, she, like, nonchalantly walks over with her wine. She's like, Lou's in the bushes! Like, then gets the wait staff to help her. Like, she can't...
Wait,
like,
no, the second fall, she goes, shouldn't have gone that way. Should have gone this way!
Like, but it was so nonchalant. It was just like, well, she's fallen. That's just kind of what's happening.
Yeah.
And then, like, Lou, like, totally owns it the next day. She's like,
so good.
Like, she makes
the alcohol, the sugar.
I know.
She's like, whoa. And she's like, I didn't have any of the boog sugar, if you know what I mean. None of that boog sugar up my nostril, so I got real drunk. But hey, she made it to yoga and she surfed.
I know.
Give props to Lou. Lou is a champ.
Yeah, that was, like, pretty amazing. That's what you got to do with a hangover, though. You got to, like, seize the day, because otherwise you'll just be eating Chinese food on your couch.
Carpe diem.
No, you need to get out the endorphins, sweat it out a little bit.
Yeah, also, how did Scott get the address to send Tinsley flowers?
And then did Carol's guys also send her flowers because they're together?
No.
Oh, see, I thought that she got, like, a smaller bouquet, Carol.
No, Adam's like, I sent you a sexy salad, Carol.
Okay, okay. No, this guy and her
rolled up radishes.
Adorable.
Scott.
Yeah.
Scott and Tinsley. We've got to give him a new name.
Scotty?
No, he needs, like, you know, like a different kind of name.
Sinley?
No, that's...
Scott and Tinsley? Sinley?
No, he needs, like, Topper... Oh, okay. Like Topper and Tinsley. Like he's got to be like, you know, like Sebastian. Like Samosa. Like he just, he needs like a weird name like Tinsley.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyways, I'm happy that they're still together. Tinsley.
Yeah.
Tinsley needs to come back next season, but she needs to come back in like full force where she's like Queen Bee. And I think she's on Carol and Bethany's team.
Well, it will be interesting for the reunion how people are sitting. I agree. I think her and Carol are pretty good friends.
I think, I thought I saw the reunion couches. I think they already did it. And I want to say they did. Tinsley's with Bethany and Carol. And four are on the other couch. Luann's on the very end.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ramona's going to do whatever the fuck she can to get on this tequila trip. So she's like,
my God, the audition was fantastic.
Like, she got the part.
Like, it
if
was
I was casting,
the best.
And she's like, Bethany, I'm so sorry if what I said was wrong or whether it was wrong or right. Like,
do you want this dress? I'll buy it for you.
Oh, and she's like, and I'm also going to get you a heart back, and I'm going to do this. And Bethany's like, okay. Well, like,
really, Luann's just paying for it.
Yeah. And Luann's like, what about me? She's like, no. Oh, you could get one too.
Wait, and then what was the line? She's like, darling, I would never lend money to a friend if I thought I would see it again.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I didn't get that either. So, like
so she's just
giving it
to a friend.
She knows she's not going to get the money back?
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't. I'm sure it meant something. It went to rich people, but I'm poor.
I'd be like, bitch, Venmo me $100.
Yeah, I'd be like, no. So I gave you $100 and you still haven't given it back to me.
Like, I need that money.
I'd also probably be like, I don't have $100. No. And I'm like, don't show her these pesos. Okay, so yeah. So then they're going to go tequila tasting and they get like shit faced.
They have like 8 tequila tastes.
And the
tequila
first one
also
is
like,
do you think it sneaks up on you?
And it's like an upper, like tequila is to have that. I don't think I've ever had that much tequila.
What they were having, like that first tequila they had out of Bullhorns was 65 proof.
You mean the butt plugs? Oh, like Luann's like, I'm taking this home.
And Carol's like a butt plug? Don't knock it till you try it. I'm like, Carol, what?
I know. That was shocking.
What was Anthony Radziville doing to you? She's like, no. So what the kids are doing these days is there's this website that's called adamandeve.com. And I've seen a lot of ads on Instagram that you can get 50% off your first purchase. So I saw this horn and I thought it'd be a nice decorative piece for my drawer set in the room. Well, Adam told me it's a butt plug. And he said, just the tip. I didn't mind it. And Luann's like, well, let me tell you about Tommy's cookies.
Let me tell you about Tommy's cookies.
Dry butt plug. Feels good. She's like, did you guys know I got married? You mix the sugar and the alcohol, you're gonna be hungover.
She like didn't have a hangover. It was, these people are like so old too. I would like literally be dying.
Like I would be like, so we're gonna have a pool day.
Yeah, and I'm curious for next week. Like the day, I want to see the day after the tequila tasting.
Oh yeah. Okay. So Tonya's. Wow, dyslexia there. Sonia's saying that she hasn't drank for 10 months, and so she's just gonna taste it today.
I mean, then she gets the most wasted because they had 130 proof. Like
that's
insane.
That's insane. And she's like, when they leave like one of the factories, she's like, I'm not even drunk. Like, I know, you're wasted.
That's
she's like, oh,
that's
am
classic.
I?
That is so classic. Me. I'm like, I'm not even feeling it. I'm totally fine.
Also,
being in a bush.
I didn't mention it, but that morning, did you see Bethany's vagina?
No. Where?
Okay, so when they were doing yoga, Bethany walks out in her like little like silk pajama, and it's just like a little like whoosh of the bottom part, and you can see Bethany's vagina.
I'll have to go back and watch.
Yeah, and I was like, "Why do I keep watching this?" I'm like, rewind, play. What is that? What am I looking at? I'm like, pretty. Just keep watching. Like, no. One more time. Rewind it back. Let me see.
Wait, I also loved when, like, when Sonia and Tinsley were fighting at breakfast, like, Tinsley was having like a vodka soda with cranberry and
was Sonia she
was having breakfast. Yes. I was like, what's going on here? What time is it in the afternoon? Is it noon or
I'd say 10. Like I'd say 10 a.m. Drink.
Yeah. She was having the vodka soda cranberry.
Yeah. And well, Carol was having the huevos rancheros, but like without the rancheros. And she's like, and without the huevos.
I know. Wait, and literally, that guy was like such a close talker. I was like, are they going to make out?
Yeah.
That was, waiter?
Yeah, that was too much for me. But their house is amazing and I want to go there.
Well, just call up the agency and you can.
Do you think it's from the agency?
Yeah.
I was That's trying to like, think, like, I is feel that like an Airbnb?
I've seen this house before.
I know. I was trying to figure it out if it was where the Beverly Hills girls went, but I don't think it is because the pool's different. But, yeah, so then they all come back to the house and they're, like, hammered. And, like, Bethany gets, like, on the lazy Susan. She's like, Tinsley, spin me. Let me dance. It's like, Bethany, you can't dance. Like, you are a horrible dancer. Like, that Snapchat that had gone round the world of you dancing in your, like, little guest house.
Oh, my God. That was bad.
That
just
was
no rhythm.
No
she
rhythm.
She would be a horrible lay.
Like,
she would be, like a jackrabbit or something.
Like, she's, like, the male equivalent of a jackrabbit, right? Like, she probably is just like, are you done? Are you done? Are you done? Are you done? How long is this going to take? I've got to pick up Bryn from school. Oh, my God. Are you done? Are you done? Have you seen my Skinny Girl products? Oh, my God. You can use a Skinny Girl condom. It's in the right drawer. Oh, my God. Are you done? Are you done? Do you need a Skinny Girl towel to clean up? Like, oh, my God.
No.
And then like, oh, my God. Like, I got to go.
I would love to see her wasted, though. Everyone else, like, I mean, we've seen Lou wasted. Dorinda's going to get wasted next week.
Oh, yeah.
Sonia, but you never
shut that Aunt shit Ramona, down.
Ramona, we've seen drunk, but never see Bethany and Carol. I would pay so much money to see Bethany.
I bet they're actually pretty fun. I bet when like Bethany, like when the cameras are off, I bet actually like when the cameras are off and Bethany doesn't necessarily have to be like on, I feel like she could be really fun.
Yeah. Well, and she's going to make out with Sonia.
Well, like who would you party with in that group? Like,
oh, Dorinda and Sonia. That's I would put so much money to party with them.
Okay, fine. Let's do like a full day with you to spend
both
like
of them.
Oh, okay. I was trying to see what's your threshold of time to spend with them.
No, I want to. I'm gonna be them
because like Dorinda was getting pissed too when Ramona was like, "We're the Bethany bad bitches. We're gonna be tattoos."
I know. She's
like,
just kissing her
like,
ass.
She's like, "You better shut the fuck up, Ramona. That I cannot. Why don't you just pull her pants down and kiss her butt? Kiss her butt. Kiss that butt.
Brown noser.
Brown noser. You just sucking up to Ramona. I can't stand that. I can't stand that." She's like, "Cause I want to be one of Bethany's bad bitches."
No, and then, okay, then, like, Sonia just puts it upon herself. She's like, "I need you to admit that you're not happy because you're not getting fucked every night anymore. Just admit it." It's, like, so crazy irrational. Like,
Ramona's
"Just say you're not happy because you're not getting laid 3 to 4 days a week." And I loved Ramona's, like, because she's a Catholic girl. So she does everything, but
she. I'm like, remember that conversation
60.
We
you can
had?
Do whatever. You can do whatever you want.
We had that conversation about Catholic girls.
Yeah, so she's a true Catholic.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, so that girl is giving blow pops like it's Halloween.
So she's Catholic. Same with Dorinda's Catholic too.
Oh, so that
and
so you and as
bet,
so are
I wonder,
you?
I wonder if Carol might be Catholic because she married a Kennedy.
Oh, well, is he a Kennedy or a Radzivill? Shut up, Radzivill.
But how are they? They're connected to the Kennedys.
Cousins, I think.
Yeah, so they got to be Catholic.
Okay. I think she did get. I feel like. I want to say, like, that I have seen a picture of her wedding, like a big, like, almost like Princess Di kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't there, like, somebody's Jewish? Is Bethany Jewish? No, sorry.
She had the Italian family. So that's
yeah, sorry.
Catholic
she's skinny girlish. She's created her own religion.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I'm excited for more Mexico. I think that New York always needs to go on trips.
Yeah.
This is
we're gonna go on a three parter.
We need three parters. This is when they're at their best. Like New York, this has been their best season.
I completely agree. I think they hit some like the most viewership on an episode.
I'm like so proud of them of last week's episode because I will probably watch that episode again today.
It's also like they only get like 2.2 million. I'm like, what? How are only 2.2 million people watching this? This is gold.
People are lying.
It's like the election, like when people were lying, Russia,
Russia has something to do with this. I guarantee
totally.
It. Okay. But I can't wait for next week. Let's just like do a quick dive into The Bachelorette just because.
So basically I couldn't really watch it because it was 4 hours and I just couldn't be tortured.
I
about
told
long.
Her that
I was too behind.
The main thing to watch was Deanie Baby's daddy baby.
I did watch that and I was like, do they have orgies on these rugs? Is there cum on the rugs? Like
I just
got really nervous.
I
about
felt
that.
Like
I
ABC really exploited Dean and I don't think it's okay. And then for like Rachel to like run after the dad to be like, oh, and he's like, I'm not gonna do this.
No, I love the dad was like brutally honest and I thought that
I just
was awesome.
I felt bad for Dean because he clearly has a lot of, like he's like I haven't seen my dad in 2 years.
He's converted
over to being a sheik or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or, like and you know
I couldn't believe the dad agreed to do the show.
Right. And I just like I felt bad for Dean and made me really want him to be the Bachelor.
Yeah, he's too young though. He's also doesn't have a lot of substance. Peter's going to be the next Bachelor.
But Chris Soules did.
No, but
I agree.
Peter's
it's
already
sure.
Peter's next Bachelor. Eric's going to win.
No, Eric is not winning. Brian is winning.
You think?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I'm very curious to see how it ends.
Now, granted, Constance was the star of this week's episode because Constance was like, oh, my sister's the Bachelorette. I felt like she was like, I am skeptical of every man that walks into this house, especially Brian. Like, oh, you think you're going to fall in love this fast? He's like, well, yeah. And she's like, wrong.
No, I didn't really watch, so.
Oh, my God. She just
I
is like.
Not too
like,
much.
So, first off, the reason that they had to
I
go.
I see in your notes you wrote, cunty Constance.
Yeah, she was being such a cunt. Like, it just was like, you know what? This is about Rachel.
Yeah.
This is about Rachel.
Rachel's dad can't even be on the show.
Right. So apparently, though, I could have this information wrong, but so there's like this big thing where they ask Brian a question at the dinner table and he's like, and they make it seem like he gets up to leave. He's like, I'm going to excuse myself. And Rachel's like, I'm so mad you're giving him a hard time. But apparently, so you think he like left because the question, I forgot what it was, something stupid, obviously, was like really offensive towards him. But apparently Rachel's dad was like in the other room. So he went to go talk to him.
Oh,
now I could
like
have made
off camera.
Yeah, now I could have made all of that info up. I don't really know.
Well, where did you get that info?
Yeah, I don't know either. I want to just say I was perusing a website of some sort. I don't really know, to be honest. I think okay. That's what happened though. But if I have false
that
information,
makes sense.
I'm sorry. But yeah, but and there, I just don't like when they're like, oh, well. First off, also the true star besides Cunty Constance was Copper. He was back.
He was back. Does he have his cast off?
Yeah, I don't remember seeing a cast, so I think he's okay.
Oh, good.
And, oh, so then she also has his cousin, Angela. And Angela's fashion, on par. She wore a bright fluorescent yellow shirt one day. Then she had, like, a shoulder cut out with, like, black mesh on the shoulder, like, on the strap and on the arm part. And then it was, like, a jean denim, like, corset.
Oh, that's special.
Oh, it was great. But there's a little kid there, and they're like, Alistair, who are you coloring with? And he's like, Peter. And Angela goes, winner. So I'm into
it. Oh.
Angela wants,
yeah.
Angela wants it to wants Peter to win. They like Eric, but they think that Brian's a smooth talker. Peter also thinks that Brian got cheek implants.
Wait, stop.
He was like, he did not like him. He was like, fake guy, fake, like, stuff in Miami is so fake, like fake cheeks.
No, I don't think Brian's going to win. She's not going to get duped by him. I think she's going to pick Eric.
I mean,
I also like Eric.
I
met Eric's family, and they looked like they were about to go clubbing.
You met them?
No, like, when I watched them.
I was like, what?
It looked like they were going to go clubbing. I was like, they're like all dressed. I was like, this is not how you dress for that.
I don't really know. I don't know. It's just, we were kind of left with her, like, Peter's like, I don't know if I'm ready to be engaged. Like, I don't know if this is like, you know.
Yeah, because he wants to be the Bachelor.
Well,
he's like, I don't want to be engaged to you.
Right, because what he's saying, though, like, and he's not wrong in what he's saying, but he does get the skeptical line, right? So, right. For when he's the bachelor. But he's just like, if I don't feel it, I don't, like, if I get engaged, I want it to be once, and I want it to be, that's it.
It would be so, I would, like, love it if he left early. Like, if
like,
he
like t- remember like, when took Brooks himself left early?
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Brooks? He's hot. Anyways, who do you think, so you're down with Eric. You think that she's going Eric.
Yeah.
I'm going Peter for Bachelor. She's going Brian. The reason I say that is I think that I've said this before, but based on the Instagram posts that Peter and Eric make, of course I refuse for us to follow Brian because he's a loser with cheek implants. But the way that they post, I feel like they're both auditioning for The Bachelor. Like, I feel like their posts are like, look at me, like, being a good person, like, and like social media, like putting my name out there so that people, like, I'm like out there and people are thinking about me.
Right.
So that's
no,
why
Peter is for sure the next Bachelor. He's so charming. Mm-hmm. Eric.
I like Eric though.
I like him too, but I don't think they would do.
She's not.
This is awful. Back to back black people.
Oh, I agree. I also think, because I don't think Rachel's ratings are that high. Not that it has anything to do with her. I think just in general and with the Bachelor in Paradise stuff. I think Bachelor
Nation is kind of.
Yeah. There's always a drop off with the Bachelorette in general.
Yeah.
And so, I don't think. No. I like Eric, though.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Is there anything else we haven't mentioned? Do we forget anything?
No, just follow us at Two Judgy Girls on Instagram.
How do you spell it?
5-star reviews. TWOJUDGEYGIRLLS.
That was one L. One L.
Yeah, whatever.
Two Judgy Girls.
10:40. I'm getting tired.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks, everybody. We are so glad we are back. We are gone next week, though.
I'm going to Boston and Maine.
But we're gonna try to do a mini-sode for you.
Don't worry, guys. Summer Mary, she dies August 14th. So.
Oh my god, you guys, I cannot wait. Summer Mary is like frightening me. I cannot wait for Summer Mary to go. Like, I love her when she visits, but like, she's gotta go.
She came early to visit you in May. So.
I know, she really did. So, but we'll try to get a mini-sode out for you guys because we love you and we have so much fun and we love getting your DMs
and 5-star reviews
and your 5-star
on
reviews.
iTunes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for judging with us.
Have a good night.
Bye.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.